I live in Toronto, and to be honest, you can't really live in Toronto without the TTC, the Toronto Transit Commission. It's our network of buses, streetcars, subways that dots all over the city. We take it all the time, even those of us with cars, because you don't have to drive through traffic or look for a parking space, both of which are extremely time-consuming tasks in this city. Usually the TTC comes in handy, but any trip on the TTC is subject to its own set of challenges. There's waiting. There's strangers on the next seat to you barking into their cell phones. And oh yeah, there's I already mentioned this, but there's also a lot of waiting that is involved. But anyway, my story today is about a totally different kind of challenge that I encountered once while using the TTC. And unlike most things that happen on the TTC, I don't actually want to forget about this one, so I'm talking about it here. It happened a few months ago. I was heading down to the University of Toronto campus. For me, that's about an hour and 15-minute long commute from doorstep to doorstep. Partway in between, I have to get off one subway at Kennedy Station, and then I have to get on the Bloor Danforth line, whose platform is two or three stories underground. So I'm trying to make the next train. I'm racing downstairs to the Bloor Danforth line. My tote bag, my neck scarf is just kind of flying everywhere. And I get downstairs only to find out that there is no train waiting, which is a little weird because Kennedy Station is quite a big station, so there's usually at least one train that's waiting. But that day there was just an empty platform. I think there was a woman texting on her smartphone at one end of the platform, and then there was a man in a business suit standing several yards in front of me in the middle of the platform. And it took me a split second to realize he was standing on the yellow line. The yellow line. The one that buffers waiting passengers from getting decapitated by an approaching train. It's about a foot and a half or 2 feet wide. There are countless signs and announcements in every station that explicitly ask people not to stand on the yellow line. And not only was this man standing on that line, but the end of his toes were like flesh with the edge of the platform, to the point that, from my perspective, he really risked getting his toes or possibly his whole body just cut in half by the next train. So I'm just staring at him, and moments go by. I can already hear the next train faintly sounding from somewhere in the tunnel. But the man stays there, and he sort of stares down at the tracks just in front of him. And then he'll occasionally glance sideways to the opening of the tunnel. And there was this determined posture that he had. And I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, he looks exactly like someone who is about to kill himself. That happens pretty frequently in the city, about twice a month. And at the same time, he also just looked like he could be an ordinary businessman in a hurry, you know, late for a meeting, overly zealous to be on board that next train, en route to wherever he's late to. It was a huge perplexity for me. I sat there marveling, sort of, at this little predicament for a few seconds, and I remember thinking, oh, it's like the end of Anna Karenina. And then it occurred to me, no, this man is not some fictional Tolstoy character. He is a real human. He's right in front of me, and he may or may not be contemplating something very tragic, but if he is, I seem to be the only person to take notice. It was strange, you know, to this day, I don't know why, but not even the transit authority acted. Normally, they never fail to call out people who come half as close to the platform's edge as this guy. They make this announcement for the whole platform to hear, please step away from the line or something like that.
Mind the gap.
what it is public shaming, you know? And that's personal experience, because I've gotten the announcement once, to be honest. I believe my pinky toe was just, you know, gently grazing the edge of the yellow line itself. I don't really remember. I do remember getting the announcement.
Mind the gap.
And just being very embarrassed. So all of that to say, normally the transit authority is a little paranoid. And that morning, when there was actually a possibly very bad situation going on, they were just totally silent. It was becoming pretty clear that I might have some kind of responsibility here. And right when I realized that, I also realized I had absolutely no idea what to do if this guy really were about to jump. You know, I just stood there. I felt like a fly caught by a spider, paralyzed, confused. Because on the one hand, I didn't want to do anything. Especially if he was just honestly late, honestly in a bad mood. I didn't really want to start something with a stranger that I might not be able to finish, if you get my drift. On the other hand, I had this strong urge to act. But how? You know, what can you really do as a stranger? So I stood there, trying to find my way through this labyrinth of an ethical dilemma.